Report: Bipartisan infrastructure deal will reach Senate floor in weeks. By Wendell Hasebo on July 8, 2021. The $597 billion bipartisan infrastructure deal will reportedly be on the Senate floor in coming weeks, with a reconciliation package of perhaps $6 trillion also in the works. White House Legislative Affairs Director Louisa Terrell and Deputy Legislative Affairs Director Shuan Zagoff told Hill Democrats on a call Wednesday. Politico reported that the administration is working alongside the Senate to have the bipartisan infrastructure bill ready for floor consideration as early as the next 2 weeks. A White House official also told Politico, as Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has said, he wants to move on both the bipartisan plan and the budget resolution during the upcoming July/August Senate session. Our understanding is that the process could begin as early as the week of 7-19. Given that committees are still finalizing legislative text for both the budget resolution and the bipartisan bill, the person explained. We of course support going forward as fast as possible. But it would be a mistake to think of July 19 as anything more than the opening of a window. The report also stated the group of moderate senators are still trying to figure out how exactly to make their revenue sources, which include no new taxes, cover nearly $600 billion in new spending. Republican leaders have said raising taxes is a red line and will therefore oppose any bill that seeks to erase former President Donald Trump's tax legislation. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, has yet to say if he will support the $597 billion bipartisan infrastructure deal. I think there's a decent chance that may come together, he said Thursday afternoon. The two-track strategy of attempting to pass a bipartisan infrastructure bill with a Trojan horse reconciliation package presents a challenge for the White House, as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, has said she will not support the bipartisan deal without an assurance the reconciliation package will succeed. Meanwhile, Pelosi's far-left House Democrats oppose the bipartisan measure, leaving other Democrats who support it in the lurch. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, is writing the $6 trillion reconciliation package while Congress is in recess, anticipating the bipartisan deal will ultimately falter. Within the reconciliation package are plans to destroy the suburbs via a measure within the package dubbed the Homes Act, which intends to put the federal government in charge of local zoning laws and change local demographics, impacting the already purple voting districts. According to the measure, any local government which does not comply with the federal zoning guidelines, meaning ordinances that ban apartment buildings from certain residential areas or set a minimum lot size for a single-family home, the Department of House and Urban Development, HUD, will cut off funding to that city which the city uses to maintain its current low-income housing. Breitbart News has reported on additional White House-demanded provisions in the reconciliation package.